In this bulletin, another deadly school shooting in the US reveals frustration over gun control. The new Labor government says it will take hard work to tackle Australia's rampant inflation. And Martina Navratilova, bemused by talk that some players won't be going to Wimbledon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. There appears to be little hope in the community that the latest school shooting in the United States will prompt changes to the nation's gun laws. US President Joe Biden has called for restrictions on guns after 21 teachers and children were killed at a primary school in the southern Texas town of Uvalde. But Dallas-based Associate Press reporter Jake Bleiberg says other incidents in the last 5 years have not led to any sort of action on gun control in Texas.
We've got the governor of Texas and the state senators from Texas set to speak at a NRA event on Friday. It's really, I think shows just how divided the United States and its different states and the government within them are on the question of guns and who should be able to get them.
Labor says it wants to have an honest conversation with Australians about the state of the national economy. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it will take a lot of hard work on everyone's part to turn things around, with inflation still high and interest rates expected to keep increasing as a result. The new federal treasurer has confirmed he's met with the governor of the Reserve Bank and heads of Australia's financial regulators to discuss the nation's finances. Mr. Chalmers says the government intends to take a very different approach to the economy than the coalition.
Because we want to make sure that every single dollar of taxpayer money is invested in the interests of the taxpayers and their economy. For almost a decade now, we've had budgets determined solely by political outcomes and not economic outcomes. And that's what Katie and I desperately want to change.
Access to a fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine will be expanded for Australians with an underlying health condition or disability, but not for the general population. A second booster is already available for Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander Australians, those aged over 65, and anyone who's severely immunocompromised. Interim Health Minister Katie Gallagher says ATAGI says the evidence does not support an expansion of vaccines beyond that point.
The reason why it hasn't been expanded more across the general population is based on evidence. We've accepted the ATAGI advice in full, but that the benefits of having a fourth dose for everyone aren't, ATAGI's view at the moment is that that's not required.
Victoria says it's considering whether the state should make flu vaccines free this winter. Premier Daniel Andrews says health officials are considering expanding access beyond those with underlying health conditions, a concession card, and children aged under 5, with more than 10,000 flu cases already reported this season compared to previous years. The push for access comes as new research suggests many people are overlooking the importance of getting the jab. Fewer than 2 in 10 Victorian children under the age of 5 are vaccinated against influenza, even though they're a group that's particularly vulnerable. Dr. Anthea Rhodes from the Royal Children's Hospital says its most recent national child poll indicates the reason is that people are worn out, despite the number of vaccines required being safe to take.
A really interesting finding in this study was the concept of vaccine fatigue. So around a third of parents who are hesitant about having their child vaccinated for flu this year said that they feel kids have just had too many vaccines.
To tennis, and 9-time Wimbledon champion Martina Navratilova says she's bemused by rumours that star players may snub the championships this summer because of the lack of ranking points. It's prompted Britain's Cameron Norrie to describe the tournament as being reduced to almost an exhibition, while former world number one Naomi Osaka hinted that she may skip the third Grand Slam of the season. Navratilova says she'd never have considered doing the same during her career. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 23. Adelaide, showers and 19. Similar for Melbourne, top of 17. Hobart, a shower or two and 16 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Similar forecasts for Wollongong, a top of 20. Sydney, partly cloudy, 21. Ditto for Newcastle and 21 degrees. Brisbane, showers and 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.